Mesech Tzedarim, Daf Mem Aleph, three lines on the bottom of Daf Mem Amar Beis, Amar Rav, Rav Ami teaches us in the name of Rav, and the Gersa brought in the Ein Yaakov is Amar Ravin, Amar Rav, and Rushash says that that makes a lot of sense, because the three prior members that we had on Daf Mem Amar Aleph were Amar Ravin, Amar Rav, and that's why it makes sense that we would have this member over here as well. However, the current Ayurah actually is Gerus in the prior din that we had on Daf Mem Amar Aleph, Amar Rav, Ami, Amar Rav, and therefore the Gemara now continues, Lefi the current Ayurah, Amrab Ami Amrab, and he's Mekayim the Gersa. But in any case, the Gemara says, Ma'idich Siv, what does it mean when the Pasuk says in Yecheskel, Va'ata ben Adam Aselucha Klei Goyla? And this is one of the Psukim where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel to do various things to be summoned to Klai Yisrael about the impending Golus, that they should be prepared to go to Golus. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Yecheskel that you should prepare for yourself various Kalim for Golus. And the Pasuk continues and says, Ugalei, and you should actually go to Golus, Yoimim Le'ineim, V'galisim M'koimcha Amokim. As by you doing these things and you telling Klai Yisrael that eventually they're going to go to Golus, maybe Klai Yisrael will do tshuva, because right now they're rebellious people. And Rav explains that the kelim that Yecheskel was going to prepare is a lamp, a plate, and a leather mat. And a ner would be used as a lamp to hold oil and to have light. And Rush brings down another gersa that's not ner, but a noid, nun aleph dalid, which refers to a jug or canteen. And as the Rush says, Lishtais Beimayim, in order to drink water from it, in order to have enough of a supply of water when you go to Golus. And a ka'ara, or a plate, or a bowl, could be used in order to knead the dough while they're going to Golus. And Rashi in Yecheskel explains, Oisel Bnei Yisrael Shev Yishlayim, Sheyasukein. This was a sign for the people in Yishlayim to also do so and prepare for themselves when they go to Golus. And this way they won't have to knead their dough in a hole that they created in the ground, because then their dough will get full of pebbles and will not be pure. And Vehem Loi Shomaloi, and Klai Yisrael did not listen to Yecheskel, V'hutzuchul Lekach, and they ended up that they had to knead their dough in the ground, V'hu HaKosav B'Sefer Kinnis, and that's what it says in Sefer Kinnis, referring to Eicha. And the Pasuk says, V'yagrez B'chutzah Shinov, that he ground his teeth on gravel, as ultimately when they ate the bread, they had gravel that was within the dough. And finally, Yecheskel also took a shetiach, a leather mat, to eat on or to sleep on. And we continue on Mem Aleph from Aleph, and the Gemara continues with the Pasuk in the Teicha in Pasuk Kisav. The Pasuk says, when Klai Yisrael will go to Golus, so after it says that they won't have food or drink, and they won't have any clothing, it says they will be lacking everything. And these words seem to be extra, so what is this coming to include? So once again, either Amrav Ami Amrav, or Amravin Amrav, they won't even have a lamp, and they won't have a table. And Rav Chista Amar B'loi Isha, Rav Chista says that they won't have a wife, and as the Gemara in Yavama says, Hashari B'loi Isha, Hashari B'loi Simcha, B'loi Bracha, B'loi Teiva, and that is considered Chai Sekol. And of course, going through a Tzara together with someone else makes it a little bit easier, and therefore, if you're not married and you don't have a wife, that makes it more difficult. And Rav Sheshes Amar B'loi Shamish, Rav Sheshes says you won't have anyone to serve you or to help you along and figure out how to get through the Tzara. Rav Nachman Amar B'loi Deya, Rav Nachman says because of the great Tzara of Golus, people will lose their minds, and that is considered Chai Sekol. Once a person doesn't have Das, it's considered like he has nothing. Hana, we learned in the Braisa, B'loi Melech V'loi Revav, they won't have any salt, and they won't have any grease, and even if they will find any food, they still will not have a geschmack in the food, as they won't be able to dip it into salt or into any grease. And the Gemara continues, Om Abaya, Abaya teaches us, Nektinon, we have a Kabbalah and a Maseri, Mervisenu, that in Ani El Bedea, that the real Anias is someone that doesn't have Das. But Merova Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, where we know that Avir de Eretz Yisrael Makim, he had the following saying, the Dabe Kulabe, if someone is born with this thing referring to Das, then he has everything, the Loi Dabe, Mabe, but if he's not born with Das, then what does he have? Dokoni Machosa. If as he gets older, he acquires Das, then he's not lacking anything. Dolokoni. But if he doesn't acquire Das during his lifetime, Machoni, then what did he acquire? As without Das, nothing else that he acquires will help him out. And the Gemara continues, that someone that's sick will not get better from his sickness until they will make him on all his abinish. Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forgive you for your avers, then only afterwards, he will only then heal you from all your ailments. Rav Nuna explains, that this person, after he gets better, he will be stronger and healthier than he was beforehand. Shenem, as the Pasuk says in Iyav, Rutafash Besari Minoya, Yoshev Li Me'alumav, after Iyav was sick and he got better, it says that his skin was smoother, even more than it was when he was younger, and he will return to his days of his youth. And Iran says, the Lashon Rutafash is Neitrik speaking ratu v'fash. And of course, ratu is a lashon of fresh, and pash means that it was very. So the meaning is that his skin was very fresh and youthful looking. And although the Ran explains that this member of Avnuna is regarding a person's strength and health once they get better, however, the Mefarish explains the Nasa Katina actually Tom Tam Chait, that Rav Hamnuna is really a continuation of the prior member of Rav Chiya Ba'Avin, and just like Rav Chiya Ba'Avin says that in the Chayla Eimer Mecholia Ad Shemichla Achorvin Esav, over here Rav Hamnuna is continuing and saying not only is considered that he had Slicha on his prior Chatoim, and it's as if he still had those Chatoim around and he had forgiveness for them, however Rav Hamnuna is actually adding and saying that this person is considered like he never had a Chait, and it's considered as if he was so young that he wasn't Tom Tam Chait at all. And the Gemara continues and dashes the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kol Mishkavei Hafachta B'Cholyoy, that his neatly made bed will could be completely turned over. And Amar Rabbi Yosef explains to us, Loima de Mishkach Limudai, this is teaching us that a person that gets sick will forget his learning. And although, according to our guest in the Gemara, the way that Rabbi Yosef taught us that the Mishkach Limudai is for the Pasuk in Tehillim of Kol Mishkavei Hafachta B'Cholyoy, however, if you look at Iran, as well as the other Rishonim, it's Mashma, that they weren't gurus this Pasuk in Tehillim, and they actually learned this din of Rabbi Yosef that the Mishkach Talmudai from the end of the Pasuk that we just had in Iyuv, where it said Yashiv Limea Lumav, and they learn, as the Ram says, Yimea Lumav Kadarish Me'inyan Haloma, that's an Indian of forgetting the Torah being hidden away from them. And the Gemara continues with the story, Rabbi Yosef, who was a Sinai, Cholash, he got sick, Yakalig Lumudai, and he forgot his learning, Ahadri Abaya Kameh, and Abaya, who was the Ikka Talmud of Rabbi Yosef, will review his learning in front of Rabbi Yosef in order to remind Rabbi Yosef about his prior learning, Hainu the Bechol Duchta Amrinon, and that's what we say in many different places in Shas, that Om Rabbi Yosef says, Lo Shmili Hodem Shemaitza, I never heard this memra, and Amle Abaya, Abaya said back to his Rebbe Rabbi Yosef, At Amisa Nalan, not only did you hear it, but you actually taught this to us, Om Havasisa, Amisa Nalan, and you write this was from the following Braisa. And the Gemara continues, Kavagam Rebbe Tlas Esri Apilchasa, when Rebbe learned 13 different versions of old Mishnayas, as Rashi Mesechtes Brachas on Daf Chav says, But you Gimel Ponim Yesh Beinenu Mishnu Braisa, Shal Shisha Starim, Umesechtes Uxen Gamhi, But you Gimel Ponim, Kagoyim Mishas Rebbe, Reb Chia, Umishas Bakapara Velevi, Vatanat Veshmuel, Vahachemin, Umesechtes Darim, Rebbe Master Hilchas of Yud Gimel Ponim. So when it says Rebbe learned 13 times, it means that he had 13 different versions of the Shisha Sidri Mishnah, and then Rebbe collated from them and created the Mishnayas. The Gemara continues, Agmir Reb Chia Shiva Minhain, and then Rebbe taught 7 of these versions to Reb Chia, who was his Talmud, L'Seif Cholosh Rebbe, and then Rebbe got sick, Had Reb Chia Kamei, Hanu Shiva Api De Agmrei, so Reb Chia retaught Rebbe, and he reminded him of these 7 versions that he taught him, and Shisa Azdu, and 6 versions of the Mishnayas were lost. Hava Hu Katsara, there was this launderer, Hav Shmir Leilu Rabbi, Kavet Garislu, when Rebbe was learning the 13 versions of these Mishnayas, he would actually listen to Rebbe, and he actually learned them from Rebbe, so Az Reb Chia V'Gami Yasin Kamei Katsara, so Reb Chia went to this launderer, and he was able to relearn all the versions of the Mishnayas and the missing 6 versions of these Mishnayas from this launderer. For also v'hadi yasun kamei Rebbe, and then he brought them and he taught them to Rebbe again. Kavuchazeli Rebbe lahu katzara. And then any time Rebbe saw this launderer amali Rebbe, Rebbe would say to him, Ata sisa isiv eschia. You created me and Reb Chia because by the fact that you taught Reb Chia the 6 missing versions of the Mishnayas and he taught it to me, that created both me and Reb Chia. And as the Mefarash brings down the gamaluhu the cholam elamid. That's Ben Chaver Taira, my love of Kosu Kilaso, Shenema Vesanefesh Asher Asu Bechoran. And Ikad Amri, others say that Hachika Amalei, this is what Rebbe said to the laundra, Ata Sisa Eschia, you created Chia, Vechia Asa Isi, and Chia created me by reminding us of the last 6 versions of the Mishnayas. And the Rishonim also explain that this Katsara that we're discussing over here, who was so integral to Rebbe's learning, was the same laundra that is mentioned in Mesech Zechsubis on Daf Kuf Gimel Amid Beis, where the Gemara discusses at the time of Rebbe's death that a baskel came out and said that anyone was at the patira of Rebbe would be mezumah l'chayelim abba, and this katsara wasn't there, and he went up to a roof and he jumped off and he died, and there was a baskel that came out that afahu katsara is mezumah l'chayelim abba, and this is the same katsara ayin sham. And the Gemara continues, Amr Rav Alexandri, Amr Rav Chiya ba'aba, Godol neis shenasa l'chayla, Yosef and neis shenasa l'chadani b'yishon ba'azaya, that the neis that is done for a person that was sick and had a high fever is even greater than the neis that was done for chadani b'yishon ba'azaya, who was saved from the Kivshana Ish by the time of Nebuchadnezzar. And the Gemara explains, Shalchanani Mishal Vazayah Ish Shal Hedyot, that the fire that Chanani Mishal Vazayah went into was a fire that was created by human beings, and anyone could extinguish that. However, when a person is sick and he has a high fever, that's a sickness that comes from Shemayim, and no one could could extinguish it, the only way to have that extinguished is only based on a great nes. And the Gemara continues, and some say this was stated by Rabbi Shimon Levi, and once we get to the time that a person is supposed to die, then any bria could be moishlum in a person and will cause that person's death. It says in the pasuk, but if that Kadosh Baruch Hu removed his protection from him, so Kayin said that Kadosh Baruch Hu, that any bria that will find me will be able to kill me because I don't have your protection anymore, and therefore the same would apply to a person that Kadosh Baruch Hu said that it's his time to die, that any bria could go and kill this person. And as the Mefarish says, Hakol Meishlum Boy La Misai, to kill him, Afilu Zvuv, even a small bug, Afilu Yitush, even a small gnat. And the Gemara continues, Rav Amar Rav states, Min Hadin Kra, I learned from the following pasuk in Tehillim. The pasuk says, L'mishpetecha Amdu Hayayim Ke Hakol Avadecha. And as the Mefarish explains, the Kima Shenishpa Be Yeshiva Shemayla, once a person already has his judgment in Yeshiva Shemayla, and they already pasuk that he has to die, Hakol Nasu Avodim Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu, then all of the Briyas become the Avodim of Kodesh Baruch Hu, Liparim Menu, to take retribution from him and to effectuate the judgment. And the Gemara continues, Rav Bashila Amrulei, that Rav Bashila was told, and some agarists over here, Amrulei Kadai, that some astrologer told him, Shakav Gavra Gavaya, that a tall person died, and how did he die? Havarachav Gaduna Zutra, he was riding on a very small mule, and Matatusura, and they reached a bridge, Istavit, and the mule got very scared, Shadya, and he threw this tall person off him, and this person fell into the river, and he died. And the Ran says that the mule was and he was thrown into a river. However, the Mefarish explains that he wasn't thrown into a river, and the whole chiddush of this memory is that even though the mule was very short and he was very tall, and therefore he only fell a short distance, even so, since this was the proper time for him to die, so therefore and mace, and he died. And Karolaos, Rav Bashila, said about this person the pasuk of L'mishpetecha Amdayayim Ke'akol Avadecha. And the Gemara continues with the second story regarding this point. Shmuel Chazal, who Akava, the Yisiva Akukosa, for Avrinara, Shmuel saw a scorpion that was riding atop of a frog in order to cross a river, Tarka Gavra, and when it got to the other side, the scorpion stung a person, Umayis, and that person died. Karalechal, Mishpetecha, Amdayim, Kakalavadecha, that even though a scorpion can't swim and a frog can't bite someone, but you see, when it's someone's time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take a scorpion and have him ride on the back of a frog in order to effectuate that person's death. And the Gemara continues, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel teaches us, that the only time it's proper to be Mevaka Chayla is only for someone that has a fever. And the Gemara asks, Lafuke Mai, what is this coming to exclude? The Gemara explains, Lafuke Hadatanya, it's coming to exclude the following. Rabbi Yisim Ben Pata, Eim Meshum Rablezer, because Rabbi Yisim Ben Pata said, Neim Rablezer, Eim Mevakrin, you're not supposed to do Bikachaylam, Loichaylam Eim, not for someone that has a stomach ailment, Veloichaylay Ayin, and not someone that has an eye ailment, Veloy Mechusha Reish, and not someone that has a headache. And the Gemara explains, we understand why you shouldn't go visit someone that has a stomach ailment is because the person that's sick will be embarrassed because he'll have to continue going to the bathroom at multiple times and therefore it'll be embarrassing for him. Or some say because someone that has a cholim ayim generally doesn't smell so good and therefore it'll be embarrassing for him if he has any guests. And the Gemara asks, what is the reason that you shouldn't go visit someone that has an eye ailment or a headache? And the Gemara explains, Mishum de Rabbi Huda, this is based on what Rabbi Huda taught us, Amar Rabbi Huda, Dibur Kashal Eina, that if someone speaks in front of someone that has an eye ailment, that is actually bad for the person, and it's good for someone that has a fever. And the same way Dibur is bad for an eye ailment, it's also bad for someone that has a headache. And the Gemara continues, Amru Rava, Rava states, Hai Ishtar, if someone has a fever, Ilav de Pavanka de Malcha de Mesa, if not for the fact that it's a shliach and an agent of the Malcha Mavis, it is actually good for a person to have a fever, and Mali, and it's beneficial to a person, Kichizril Dikli, just like when you have thorn bushes and there are sharp leaves on a date tree in order to protect the fruits, that animals can't get too close to the fruits and eat the fruits. And as the Mefarish says, Kamoya etet shemakav hadekel umegel pears and it protects its pears. She'ini choyim l'mashrish boy kach megina al gufei shel adam. Fever also protects the body of a person. And as Rabbi says, chadul tlasen yoyim, this would be good even if it comes once every 30 days. Ki turaikel gufa, just like a specific type of medicine which was an antidote for certain sicknesses, that is also beneficial to the body. And we continue on. Daf mem alvam beis Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Rav Nachman Yitzchak states, I don't want the fever and I don't want the antidote, meaning that of course I'd rather not get sick at all. That if someone eats a a specific type of cereal called arsen that's good for a person that's sick, and in order to heal him. My arsen, what is this arsen? Rabbi Yenison explains, chushlu desari atika dureishnapia. It's a dish made out of old peeled cooked barley that is removed from the sifter at the earliest stage. And Amabaya Bai explains, boim bishula ke'im bisru datura, that this barley has to be cooked up very well, just like in order for the meat of a shar to be edible, it has to be cooked up very well, so too does this barley have to be cooked up very well. Rabbi Yosef says, arsen is not made out of old peel barley, but it's made out of smidi desari atikta. It's made out of old fine barley flour, the reish napia, once again, that came out of the grinder at its earliest stage. And Amabaya Bai once again says, boim bishula ke'bisru datura. And the Gemara continues to discuss another sickness on Rabbi Yechon says, bardam im mevakrim, that if someone has this chayli called bardam, you're not supposed to go and visit them, and you shouldn't mention that this person has this chayla called bardam. And the Mefarshim explained that this chayla called bardam is a contraction of the two words of bar and dam, that it's a pit of blood, meaning that a person will have a lot of blood that comes out of the tachtonim, and it's some sort of a hemorrhoid issue. And the reason why you shouldn't mention its name is because it's not a very fine type of an illness, and as the Rosh says, that the person who's sick would be embarrassed if he hears someone saying that he has bardam. And the Gemara asks, my time, why is it that people shouldn't visit someone that has bardam? Rabbi Elazar says, since blood is constantly pouring out of his body, therefore the person will be embarrassed by having guests. And Rabbi Elazar says, Lamanikushmay bardam, why is the name bardam? Because dam is flowing out of his body. And as we said before, the lashon of bardam is from the lashon of bar and dam. And the Gemara continues and quotes from the Mishnah on the bottom of Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis that stated, and the Gemara now wants to understand our Mishnah. Hey, Tani, what is our Mishnah referring to? Ilema, if you're going to tell me that the case of our Mishnah is a scenario where Shimon, who is a doctor, is also to have a nod from Reuven, and the Mishnah is teaching us that the Refuas Nefesh Bechinam, that still Shimon could go and help out Reuven, heal Reuven from any sickness that Reuven has, as long as Shimon doesn't take payment for his services. This way, Shimon never got hanor from Reuven because he didn't accept payment. And when the Mishnah said Refuas Mammon is Beschar, means that Shimon cannot heal Reuven if Shimon will actually get payment for his services, as thus Shimon is getting hanor from Reuven, which is not allowed based on the nether of Reuven. Lefi zeh, when the Mishnah says the Refuas Nefesh Bechinam, the word Nefesh is referring to doing something out of the goodness of your heart, as the Ran says, V'nefesh diktani purushay ratzain. And as we find that Avraham Avinu used this lashon when he was speaking to Bnei Ches, and he said, "Emiyeshes nafshicham likbas meisim ufanai shimu unu ufigal libe Ephraim ben Secha." The Ran says, "Claim Hashem rapel buratzin libay v'loy beschar," that he's healing him just by his own desire and not with a schar. And as we explain, the Mishnah is talking about a case where the doctor is also to have anar from the nechassim of Reuven, who is the patient. And the Gemara says this can't be pshat on Mishnah because listen, then the Mishnah should have said as follows: Merapel b'chinam avaloi b'schar, that Shimon could heal Reuven if he does this for free and he waives his fee, and Shimon cannot heal Reuven if he's doing so for a fee, because then Shimon is receiving hanar from Reuven. And the lashon of the Mishnah, Merapel fus hanefesh avaloi fus hamamin, is not mashma that's talking about the scenario. And the Gemara continues: Only fus nefesh is gufay, and fus mamin is behemtai. The Gemara therefore explains that our Mishnah is discussing a case where Reuven, who is the chayla, is also to have hanar from Shimon, who is the doctor, and the Mishnah teaches us that even though Reuven is also to have enough from Shimon, Shimon can still heal him, and even if there are other doctors available. And as Duran explains, and Shimon is performing a mitzvah by healing Reuven, and since Shimon isn't giving anything tangible to Reuven, it is mutter. And even so, Duran explains that Shimon can't use his own medication and place them directly onto Reuven, as anything tangible is also to do if it's miyad liyad, as Duran explained previously. And he can either use medicine that belongs to Reuven, or he could put his medicine down so Reuven can take them, but it can't be miyad liyad. And the Ran continues and says that possibly Reuven never included in his neder to be usher to receive medicine from Shimon, based on the Gemara that we saw before on Daf Lamed Tesa B'Av, that mechiyuset loy adrei, that there's an umdara that a person doesn't make a neder that affects his own health and his own life. But Ayin and Gilin Ashas from Bekvega, who argues on this point of the Ran, and when the Mishnah said Refuas Mammon is usher, it is teaching us that as long as there is another veterinarian in town, Shimon cannot heal the behemah of Reuven even for free in a place where no one has paid for these services, since Reuven is also to have enough from Shimon, and there is no mitzvah involved in this case. But Ran holds that if there are no other veterinarians in town, then it's actually a mitzvah for Shimon to heal this animal, and Shimon can even heal Reuven's animal, since this wouldn't be worse than the case of Hashavas Aveda, where the Mishnah taught us Mefurish on Daf Lamed Gimel B'Alf, the Machzor Loy Avedasai. And the Gemara continues, Om Rav Zutra Batuvia Om Rav, that Rav Zutra Batuvia said the name of Rav, even though we just said that Shimon can't heal the animal of Reuven. However, however, he could give advice to Reuven, and he could tell him that this medication would be good for the animal, or this medication would be bad for the animal. And even though he's helping to heal the animal, that's not a problem because it's Diba Ba'alma, and it's Grama Ba'alma, and that would be Mutta. And we continue with the new mission of Reichitz Imay Bambatik Dela Avaloy Biktana. Even if Reuven is also to have enough from Shimon, Shimon could still bathe together with Reuven in a large bathtub or a large pool, but not in a small bathtub. And the reason is because when Shimon goes into a smaller bathtub or some small body of water with Reuven, then he causes the water level to rise up and cover Reuven, and therefore Reuven has Hana, and that's why it would be also for Shimon to go into that bath. However, if Shimon goes into a large body of water or a large bathtub or a large pool together with Reuven, the water level will not rise up and it will not cause Hana to Reuven. And as the Mefarsh explains, that in a small bathtub, Avaloy Biktana, you can't go into that small bathtub, as by Shimon going into the bathtub, the water levels will rise, and Shimon's body temperature will add warmth to the water, and the water will get hotter for Reuven, and that will also be enough for Reuven. And the Mishnah continues, if Reuven is asked to have enough from Shimon, the Yashin Ima Bemita, Shimon could sleep together with Reuven in one bed. Rabbi Huda explains the Tanakam, and he says, when the Tanakam says that Shimon could sleep together with Reuven in a bed, that's only when it's during the summer months. It's not only that it's not enough for Reuven, but it's even a detriment to Reuven because it's making it hotter, and Reuven really wants to be cooler. However, Shimon cannot sleep in one bed with Reuven during the winter months because then Shimon is adding warmth to Reuven, and Reuven is having hana from Shimon. And the Mishnah continues, Umesiv Yimayal Mita, and Shimon's ladder reclined together with Reuven on a bed, and when Achoshet, then maybe they will fall to sleep, and therefore it'll be hana to Reuven, and even if it's during the winter months, that's not a problem. But Eichli Yimayal Shulchan, and Reuven and Shimon could eat at one table together, and even though B'negei Milchas and Fleishigs, we notice a din that two people cannot eat at the same table without a simon between them because they need a hekka, as maybe one person will start eating from the other, and maybe the person that's eating Fleishigs will eat Milchigs from the other person. But the Rush explains over here, when Achoshish, the Kivan Shadira, Mistama Sainin Zaza, by the fact that Reuven is also to have Hana from Shimon based on a Neda, so Mistama, they hate each other, and therefore, when Akribi Choshish, that one will eat from the other, and it's no chash that Reuven will actually come to eat from Shimon's portion. And the Rajbe explains that although B'negei Basa V'Cholav, we do make a Xera, however, B'negei Nedarim, people were so machmer and so nervous about being Oiv Nedarim, so the Rabbanim did not feel the need to make Xera. And Mefarshim explained that when Mishnah mentioned a bed and the Mishnah mentioned a table, the table or the bed certainly does not belong to Shimon, as otherwise Reuven would not be able to sleep in that bed or eat from that table because he's also to have an awe from Shimon's property. And the Mishnah continues, Avaloy Min HaTamchui, that if there is a serving dish that's being passed around a table, then Reuven and Shimon cannot eat from that same serving dish, as Shimon may hold back from eating from that dish in order to make sure that there's still leftover for Reuven, and that will be considered that he's giving Hana to Reuven. However, the Mishnah qualifies this rule and says, however, if this serving dish is a dish that goes around the table and then will go back into the kitchen for a refill, and there is so much food that they definitely know that there will even be leftovers, so then Shimon won't hold back from eating as much as he wants, and therefore it's not considered as if Shimon's giving Hana to Reuven, and therefore Reuven can take his portion out of the same dish that Shimon took his portion. And the Gemara states, Tani, we learned the Brisa, Bambati, if Reuven is also to have enough from Shimon, then Reuven can't go into the same bath as Shimon, and he can't sleep together with Shimon in one bed, and Ramea holds both the din of a bathtub and the din of a mita applies, and it doesn't make a difference if it's a large bathtub or a large bed, or a small bed or a small bathtub, the same din applies, and it's also for Reuven to go into the same bathtub or the same bed as Shimon, and with Geizig Doyla Atuk Tana. Behuda argues on Meir, and he says there is a chilut between a large bed or a small bed, as Gdoyla B'Yemaisek Shamim, Reuven could sleep in the same bed as Shimon, as since the bed is so large, therefore Reuven will not be having Hana from Shimon, and it doesn't make a difference if it's during the summer or even during the winter months. And Rabbi Huda continues, V'Ktana B'Yemaisek Hamamuta, and the same din applies, that Reuven can sleep together with Shimon in a smaller bed as long as during the summer months, as it's certainly not Hana for Reuven to sleep together with Shimon because it's making him hotter, and it's actually a detriment to him and not Hana. And Lefi Rabbi Huda, the only time that it's also for Reuven to sleep together with Shimon is only during the winter months and in a small small bed, because then it's considered not to Ruvain, because Shimon is warming him up. And Rabbi Yehuda continues and argues in Rameya that Reichitzimoy Bam Bati Gedoyla, just like we said in our Mishnah, Ruvain can bathe together with Shimon in a larger body of water, because then there's no not to Ruvain, as the water level does not get higher just based on the fact that Shimon goes into a large body of water. And Rabbi Yehuda also says Umaziya Imoy Biktana, that Ruvain and Shimon could go into the same steam room, and as the Rosh says, the Bezeya Ba'alma in Taisis Chaim, that there is no extra heat added by the fact that Reuven and Shimon are together in the same steam room. Although the next words seem to be a continuation of the Braisa, Mefarshim explained that it's almost as if there's two dots over here. The Gemara is continuing and quoting from a Mishnah. The Gemara quotes from a Mishnah, Avol Mesiv Imay Alamita, that Reuven and Shimon are allowed to recline together on a Mita, and we are in Choshesh that they may fall asleep together, Va'ichl Imay Al Shulchan, and they can eat together on one table, provided that table doesn't belong to Shimon. And as we said before, because we're not worried that Reuven will eat from Shimon's portion, however, they can't eat together from one serving dish. We're worried that maybe Shimon will take less because he'll want to make sure that Reuven gets his portion, and that will be anah that Reuven's receiving from Shimon. As we explained before, if you have a large serving dish that everyone knows there'll be enough and there'll be leftover, then certainly Reuven and Shimon can take from that serving dish, as there's no anah that Reuven's getting from Shimon. And the Gemara explains when we said it's referring to a large serving dish that we know there'll be so much left over that the end result it will go back into the kitchen. And we continue with the new Mishnah, that if Reuven is us to have enough from Shimon, then he can't eat together with Shimon from the ovis that's placed in front of the pilim. And the Rana explains, there's a very large pot that they place in front of workers, because they work so hard, therefore they eat a lot, and they stuff themselves like behemoth. And that's why this pot is called an ovis, and it's similar to the lashon that's used for behemoth of ovis shel behemoth, which is referring to a trough. And the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even though it's a very large pot, and you think that there's so much food, and maybe this should be similar to a tamchei achoza, and Reuven is not getting benefit from Shimon. However, since this pot of food is eaten by poilim who are very hungry, and they never are satisfied, so the standard was that this pot would never have any leftovers, and this way there would actually be a hanah for Reuven, because Shimon will be thinking to himself that I should leave over some food, I shouldn't eat as much as I normally would, in order for Reuven to have enough food, and then that would be considered a benefit for Reuven, and that's why Reuven cannot eat together with Shimon from an avishal poilim. And the Mishnah continues, v'layasi imay b'uman div Rameya. Rameya holds that Reuven cannot work together with Shimon in one vineyard. The chamim isav hu barachik mimenu. Reuven can work in the same vineyard as Shimon as long as they're not very close together. And the Gemara says, b'karv loy pligi de usar. There's no question that both Rameya and the chamim agree that it's usar for Reuven to work together with Shimon as long as they're close by to each other. And as the Bach is in, the kamrapilei la'arakamei, because then when Shimon is going in front of Reuven and is digging up the ground of the vineyard, it's making it softer, and therefore Reuven's job will be easier. So therefore he's being mahana Reuven. And ki pligi, when is the machlekes between Rameya and Chachamim, b'rach, like when they're not working close by to each other, Rameya sava gazrin and rachak mishum karav, the kamrapilei la'arakamei. Rameya holds we do make gzira, and we say that even though Shimon is in a totally different part of this vineyard than Reuven, that still Reuven cannot go and work in the same vineyard as Shimon, as we're gazer rachak mishum karav, because in the case where they're close together, it'll come out that Reuven is having enough from Shimon, because Shimon is softening the ground in front of Reuven. But Rabbanan Savri, like Gazrinan, that Rabbanan hold that we're not gazer rachak atu karav, and even though by karav it would be asa for Reuven to work in the same row as Shimon, however, once they're further away from each other, there is no issa, and we will stop over here.